Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell. Okay, so today, the story that I'm going to start out is Danya Svoboda.
Ooh, I like that last name.
And Joycelyn Montrenice Bryant.
Ooh, I like that one too.
From Florida.
Florida always has the greatest
Go Florida.
Cases. I love Go you, Florida. Florida.
Yeah, so they thought it would be funny to lace all the wedding food for Danya's wedding with cannabis, aka what? Marijuana.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
I'm serious. So a Florida bride and her wedding caterer were accused of drugging wedding guests by lacing the reception food with marijuana without telling anybody, sending multiple guests to the hospital.
Oh my God.
So not so funny, really, you know.
What would possess you to put pot in all of your food at a wedding?
I don't know.
God, I hope it was an adults-only wedding and there wasn't children that were drugged.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Danya Glennie, who is also referred to by her married name of Danya or Danya Shay Svoboda, and her caterer, Joycelyn Montrenice Bryant, are each facing charges of culpable negligence, possession of marijuana with intent to sell or deliver, and reckless tampering of a product with risk of injury or death.
Huh. I wonder what her husband thought about this. Like, I wonder if he knew anything about it.
He knew nothing.
Oh, do you think he's still her husband?
I don't know.
I think we need to take a break.
Yeah, immediately. Investigators responded after a male wedding guest called for medical help, according to an offensive report from the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, obtained by Oxygen.com.
Ooh, I love Oxygen. It's the only way I can breathe.
That was Oxygen. Seminole County Sheriff's deputies arrived about 9:30 p.m. on February the 19th at the scene of the Springs Clubhouse in Longwood, Florida.
I hope this is a really fancy place.
I believe it was.
Oh my gosh.
When they arrived, they found wedding guests vomiting, complaining of stomach pains, and feeling overly high.
Oh.
The guests told authorities that they suspected they had unwittingly been drugged after eating Italian food during the reception.
Wow.
The catering staff were all in the process of leaving as the police arrived.
They were like jumping over fences.
They were hauling ass.
Shit, they're here. Tase them.
Somebody's after me. I know it.
Oh my God. They're all paranoid.
When deputies asked the bride and groom, Danya and Andrew Svoboda, whether they had requested or intentionally put cannabis products into the food, Andrew allegedly stared at them with a blank expression for a few moments before stuttering through a no.
So, I mean, could you imagine you're at your wedding reception and the police show up, everybody's vomiting and stuff, and they're like, did you put cannabis in your food? What? Like, why? Okay, I would think food poisoning. I wouldn't think somebody drugged my guests. Oh, my God.
One wedding guest later told investigators she had been on her hands and knees vomiting after she started to feel dizzy and spinning after consuming some bread with an olive oil dip, Caesar salad, and pasta.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, like, the guests probably thought the green chopped up stuff on top was like basil or rosemary, like just a common herb that you put on. Because Italian food has a lot of herbs in it.
Apparently it had a lot.
Oh God, yeah. Not the right kind of herb. That's
illegal.
Not
the right kind of herb. So yeah, she hadn't even had anything to drink. Like she said, one glass of champagne and a beer, and then she got physically ill. Another Michigan woman later told law enforcement officers that she traveled to Florida to attend her nephew's wedding, but felt as though she had no control of her mind and body after eating the food. Man. That's got to be a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
Horrible. I would,
and you don't think that you're drunk. You're like, you don't know you were drugged, so you're like, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a stroke. Am I losing my mind? What's going on? What is this medical condition?
Exactly. So this woman and her daughter went into the kitchen to get a glass of water for the family member that was vomiting. And she said that one of the catering staff told the pair it was probably the cannabis that was making her sick.
So all of the caterers knew that there was cannabis. Yeah, I guess. Oh my gosh.
Which is why they were running.
This is true. Okay. I wonder if the rest of the caterers knew that nobody else knew there was cannabis in the food. It doesn't seem like it, since they're just like, oh, it's probably the cannabis.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's probably the cannabis making you sick, hon.
Oh, man.
But she did. No, she added that she thought it was common knowledge that there had been drugs in the food.
Oh, so I guess if I'd have waited, I would have heard that.
It's okay. There are people out there questioning that, too. So the woman eventually went to the hospital and described feeling numb and helpless and said her mind was playing strange things in her head.
Ooh, I bet that was scary.
She became very paranoid and was convinced her husband wasn't telling her that her son-in-law, who had also been at the wedding, had died.
Oh my gosh.
The man did not die and later spoke with authority. This poor woman is thinking that her son-in-law was dead.
This is not the type of memorable wedding you want.
Oh.
Like, could you? Oh, man. I would be so pissed off at these people.
Yeah. So while she was in the emergency room, she became very loud and unruly and had to be given something to calm her down. And her urine test came back later positive for THC.
I thought pot was supposed to, like, calm you down.
Some people, it can have an adverse reaction.
Huh. Sounds like a lot of these people had adverse reactions.
Right. It's not for... I guess, and also in the quantities maybe that consumed that...
I was just about to say, I wonder how much was in... Like, I bet there was a ton. Mm-hmm. If they were feeling the effects, like, all of them, that's...
All of them at
all
once.
All of them at once. Yeah. Dang, did they have enough room in the emergency room?
Oh, God. Another guest who also later tested positive for THC told officers he felt high or stoned before leaving for the hospital to check on other relatives. The same man later told authorities after feeling weird, tingly, fidgety, he went to talk to the best man who worked for the Department of Justice.
Oh.
But found the man to be incoherent and unable to answer a question.
These women are idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, people could lose their jobs over this if they would be sent for drug screens.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
Yeah, not funny.
No.
One of the bride's friends also told investigators that she had seen Bryant hold a large punch bowl and removing a green substance and placing it on small dishes prior to adding olive oil for the bread dip. The woman noticed a strong smell of marijuana and asked the caterer, who she had previously met, if there was marijuana in the food. Joycelyn giggled and shook her head, yes.
Oh, gosh.
The woman didn't believe the caterer. She still ate the bread and olive oil dip after smelling it and decided the green leafy bits were legitimate herbs, and she soon felt stoned.
I don't know of any legitimate herb that smells like pot.
No, I don't either.
You just asked this woman if there's pot in there, and she told you yes. You're like, meh,
she
don't
giggled.
Know.
She giggled
she
yes.
Joking.
And she took it as a joke, so.
Oh. And the guy that was stoned or whatever driving to the hospital, like, what if he'd have gotten in an accident and killed somebody?
Yeah, I know. She then went onto the dance floor and asked the bride, hey, did you put marijuana in the food? The bride allegedly said yes and acted as if the woman should be excited, as if she was being given a gift.
My gosh.
She said that she felt like her heart wasn't going to stop, which terrified her. And she went out to her car to go to sleep. I guess it was beating so fast.
Yeah.
You know? So she went to go to her car to go to sleep, but then she sent a text to herself in case she died in her car so that someone would know what happened to her.
Oh, my gosh.
Question, how do you text yourself?
Oh, I do it all the time. You just type in your name. Like, I have my name saved in there, and you text yourself, and it shows up as the sent and the received. So you're like,
get out of town!
Yes!
So many times I've sent Jeremy texts because I want to save something or remember something.
Yes, you can text
it
to yourself.
And he's like, what is this for? I was like, just hang on to it. It's a recipe.
It's
I like
for
it.
For me. I don't want to lose it.
So, of course, there was marijuana in her system. Multiple guests, including the bride's friend, told authorities that they wanted to prosecute anyone involved with drugging the food.
I wonder how much they paid for all of this cannabis.
Don't know. I don't even know. What's the going rate? Who knows?
We're not going on honeymoon because I drugged everybody.
Everybody's got it.
I used my savings for this. You're welcome.
There could be a better honeymoon.
Yeah.
you're asking me. Mm-hmm. At the scene, authorities gathered used wine glasses, chocolate-covered strawberries, a handful of lasagna that had been in a tin foil dish used by wedding guests, desserts, and a glass plate and bowl with food residue they later sent for testing, according to the offense report. They also collected more food waste that someone purportedly from the catering staff left on a neighbor's yard after fleeing the scene.
Oh my gosh.
The lasagna from the reception and a piece of bread from the trash tested positive for THC.
Mm-mm.
What if there were kids here eating this food?
You could mess them up so bad, like a three-year-old going to get high or overdosing. I guess
I know. Can you or overdose? Like a little 8-month-old and you're feeding it lasagna. You know, oh God.
Let it eat the little tomato sauce.
So authorities concluded during the investigation that Glennie, which was Danya, agreed to and allowed Joycelyn Montrenice Bryant to lace the food she served with cannabis unbeknownst to the attendees, many of whom became very ill and required medical attention. Both women have been bonded out of Seminole County Jail and are expected to be arraigned in June of 22. Now, I cannot find anything to let me know if they were arraigned and if they were convicted of anything. Nothing. There's like, it just zero.
I wonder if they weren't, like if it just got dismissed.
I would not imagine.
I wonder if there's any divorce records.
I think there were some suits. Like the woman that got really sick sued the catering firm for like $30,000, causing severe permanent injuries. Yeah.
I mean, like all the medical bills. And
the 76-year-old woman who was there seeking $30,000 in damages. And at least 8 guests were hospitalized after eating the foods.
Dang.
Yeah. She did it in collaboration with
the bride. I wonder whose idea it was originally.
I don't know. I guess they were talking and yeah, she was like, what kind of herbs would you like in your lasagna? And she may have jokingly said, marijuana.
You're so
and then
silly.
They were like, let's do it.
It'll be hilarious.
It'll be fun.
Everybody will love it. It'll be the best after party ever. No, baby. That's not fun. That's illegal.
It is highly illegal. Cannot drug somebody without their knowledge
or consent.
You think
that's on her wedding night?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You're switching from white to orange.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I hope they did some jail time for that. But
yeah. That's crazy. Knows? There's nothing out there on
No, I can't find anything. Now, I guess if I would go to the courthouse website and try to look for the legal paperwork, maybe.
I bet if they had.
We'll update you if we find anything out on that one.
I bet they have some really interesting stuff on a Florida courthouse. Mm-hmm. Documents.
All right. So my second crazy bitch is Rory Susan Woods.
Rory.
All right. So this takes place in Longmeadow, Massachusetts. 49 Memory Lane.
It kind of sounds like a lover's lane.
Yeah. It would have been a perfect fall day, but for the unpleasant business at hand, the eviction of Alton King Jr., a 79-year-old retiree who had lived at the address for decades.
Oh, okay.
He'd spent the past few years fighting foreclosure, and in a last-ditch effort to save his sprawling home, he was at the courthouse that morning to ask a judge for a stay. The battle had garnered the attention of local activists devoted to fighting unlawful foreclosures, and a handful of them were outside his house to protest. The deputies were waiting for King to return when a blue SUV with a landscaping trailer peeled into the driveway. But Rory didn't attack the police with words or weapons. Rather, she used swarms of bees that she had brought to the scene in crates.
Oh my gosh.
She's like Ace Ventura.
How do you even think of this?
I don't know. Leaving her dog in her car, she circled back to the crates that she had behind her truck and began tearing them open. A deputy realized that she was about to unleash, tried to stop her, but a bee stung him in the face, forcing him to retreat. Now she's covered in a bee suit, right?
Oh my God. I bet that was a sight.
What? What chaos? Man, stinging dogs and people and babies and praying to God nobody has an allergy.
Oh, man.
So soon hundreds of swarming angry bees filled the air.
Wonder where she got them.
I guess she was a beekeeper. She had a whole suit. Do you get that from Amazon? I don't know.
I don't know. I was thinking like biologist or something. I was like, I don't know what they're called. But yeah, beekeeper seems to be the right term.
Right.
Can you order bees off of Amazon?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't believe. I think you can order the hives and then eventually you get bees.
Oh, really?
Yes. They just come. Hmm. If you build it, they will come.
That is so inspiring. I know. Did you come up with that all by yourself?
No, it's Bull Durham.
I know. I'm messing with you.
Three more officers marched forward to stop her. They, too, were stung by the cloud of bees and fell back.
I guess a gun's not going to work on them.
No. Oh. Can you imagine a pistol with a... pew, pew, pew. No. Zoom, zoom. Then she smashed the lid, flipped the hive off the flatbed, making the bees extremely aggressive.
You try to kill them.
They swarmed the area and stung several officers and other innocent bystanders who were nearby.
God, I hope nobody was allergic to
them. What a biatch. Eventually, two deputies were able to wrestle Woods to the ground and arrest her.
Oh, my God.
I absolutely love when people have to get wrestled to the ground.
It's crazy that it took two of them.
Right. I mean, as long as nobody really gets hurt.
I guess it was them, her, and 10,000 bees. So I guess it would take two of them as they're probably almost dying in anaphylactic shock or something from so much bee venom.
God. God. So horrible. Wow.
This woman's crazy.
So they tackled her wearing her beekeeping suit and walked her to the police car still wearing her beekeeping suit.
I hope they had a slow motion chase because she can't run in that.
Right. As protesters cheered, "We're with you, Rory." She called back to another telling her to take care of Zeki, her chihuahua. Really? Oh. Take care of my chihuahua. I know I'm going down.
Take care of my baby.
And the dog was sitting in her vehicle as the chaos unfolded.
I hope he didn't get stung.
I know, poor baby. As the officer led Woods to a cruiser, he told her that he and several other officers were allergic to bees. And she said, "Oh, you're allergic. Good."
Okay, that's terrible that they were trying to evict a 79-year-old man.
Yeah.
But this is not the way to go about it.
Like, no.
And how was she planning on getting all those bees away? Like, what if the 79-year-old comes back and gets stung by a bunch of bees and dies?
That's right.
Like, you really didn't think this through.
Maybe that did happen.
Do you need to whistle to get your bees back in? Like, I don't think that's how
it works. Whistle to get your bees back in?
Like, really? Come on, guys, back in the hive.
Let's go.
Oh, gosh, this woman.
Yeah, so three counts of assault by means of a dangerous weapon, disorderly conduct. She was heralded as a folk hero. "This is not about a few sheriffs getting a few honeybee stings," she said in an interview. "It's about predatory lending, which is thriving in Massachusetts and beyond."
Then you need to go and protest at the lender's place. The police had nothing to do with this. They were just there to serve the eviction notice. They're doing their jobs. The lenders are the bad guys here. You're going after the wrong people. Go protest at the bank. Go stand in front of the tellers with your sign or whatever.
Yeah. So generally, there are three markets for mortgages: prime, subprime, and predatory. Lenders in the predatory market have historically targeted vulnerable borrowers, offering loans with unfair or burdensome terms that can set victims down the road to financial hardship. In 2005, Woods was working as a home remodeling contractor, and amid the housing boom fueled by easy lending, she took out a mortgage for a four-bedroom colonial across from the Hadleytown Commons in western Massachusetts. Soon after, she mortgaged another home, a rental property down the street. Then she was injured on a job, fell behind on both her mortgage payments, and filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy in order to avoid foreclosure. Woods claimed that one of her mortgages was a subprime mortgage, dressed up to look like a prime mortgage that was designed to lead to foreclosure. Her other mortgage, she says, was discriminatory because it referred to her as a single woman. She never filed a lawsuit challenging the loans, only called them predatory as part of her defense in foreclosure proceedings. So you lost your job and you can't afford to pay the mortgage. How is that the bank's fault? Like, how is that predatory? Not really understanding.
And you didn't look through the papers before you signed them?
Well, she did, but she didn't contest it. She just signed it. So Woods made a full-time job out of her old hobby, beekeeping, inspired by the work of Charles Mraz, a Vermont honeybee farmer who was the leading voice for the therapeutic use of bee stings to treat autoimmune diseases. She had begun keeping bees in the early 1990s, hoping she could one day use them to treat all sorts of ailments. She kept a few hives, but considered it a hobby, never really using them for therapeutic purposes. She's crazy.
This just makes me mad.
Yeah.
Like, you're pissed off at the bank because you hurt yourself and couldn't pay for your loans, and they called you a single lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the single ladies. They get your bees out.
If you like a thing, you better put a bee in it.
Buzz on the fuzz.
Buzz on the fuzz. Oh, shit. This woman, maybe she got stung one too many times and wasn't right.
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like she's just angry and she's taking it out on everybody else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In an attempt to look like she's doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. She's not for the man.
No. So, yeah, she's been doing documentary filmmaking from Hampshire College. Steeped herself in property law. By her own tally, she's involved in 46 cases to date. And she's represented herself in many of those cases, including an appeal to the Supreme Court.
What if one of her filmmaking skills was bee porn?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the top bee porn director in the area, so.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Bee porn.
I wonder if there's a high market for that.
Mm-mm. I don't think there is. Woods, on the advice of her attorney, would not speak about what happened at King's home. She did, however, assure that a few people experience anaphylaxis from honeybee venom. One study suggested anywhere from 0.3% to 8.9% of the population. Those of us in this fight have been cast as deadbeats, and we are anything but, she said. I've been cast as litigious and frivolous because of the number of cases, and in fact, I think that's just my opponent's frustrating way of trying to say, why hasn't she died yet?
No, I think that's your opponent's way of saying,
Rory,
please quit suing people for everything.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
This is why the world says that America is like a suing country. Like, people sue over everything.
Everything. The stuff that she's not even involved in. Like, has nothing to do with her.
Like, this is why you don't have any money to pay your mortgage.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe you should get a job that pays and not just with everybody else.
Yeah. Stop filing lawsuits.
Yeah, that really makes me mad. Like, okay, you're hurt. Obviously, you're well enough to carry around 6 beehive boxes. Yeah, so, right.
How bad could you be hurt?
Yeah, I mean, you could be a greeter at Walmart. You can check people out at a store. You probably can babysit.
I don't think I'd want her to babysit my kids.
Let's invite her to the local neighborhood beehive club and we can talk to her and see what's up.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to send her your address and ask her to live here. Kelly is very into beehiving.
I want nothing to do with Rory.
Then she's going to burn your house down.
Rory.
It's because she didn't have bees here.
I do have bees here. They live in my little Vitex trees, and I love them. They're so cute.
We finally started having a few bees around the house. I put up some new flowers that are supposed to attract bees and hummingbirds and butterflies.
And pollen spreaders.
They didn't come around like a while after Hurricane Laura. They didn't come. And then probably 2 years later, like right before we got back in the house.
Yeah.
Dab tried to eat a bee.
Uh-oh.
And it stung him, and his face swole up. His eye was closed.
Well, you know, my grandson tried to eat a bee.
Yes!
He did eat a bee.
Yes, he did!
Yeah, it stung him in the lip.
Thank God future son-in-law was paying attention.
Yeah, right. Definitely. All right, well, I hope you got a buzz off this.
Oh, God. Ellie!
Ellie sure did, because she popped off another stinky fart. Our little black lab, in case you don't know.
Real, real bad.
It's bad.
God, it's bad.
I gave her broccoli last night.
What the fuck did you eat? This is on you, Kelly.
This is all on me.
I'm going to smell like this when I leave. I'm going to go to the store and, like, hug somebody.
No! You can't do
this
it.
This is Kelly's new perfume. I'm borrowed.
You know what? You know how people sell their farts in a jar?
Yes, you could sell.
Sell Ellie's farts in a jar.
Man, that's worse than a stink bomb. Like, remember those little glass?
I'm doing
things?
It.
Yeah,
yeah. If you want to order an Ellie fart bomb, just send me an email.
Real bad.
At B period. TCH. I'm not well.
at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Because Google won't let us say bitch.
Let me know if you want to fart in a jar.
Oh, God.
And you can smell. Oh, I know. Okay, so as we're doing the podcast, you have your little jar with you. And when we're like, oh, my gosh, Ellie farted, then you can open up your jar and ride along with
us. It'll be like you're right here with us.
Like you're just in the room.
You can make the same gag noises as us. Give Ellie dirty looks on your side of the phone. Yeah.
All right. That is it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly unwell.